First thing I do in the morning is check all the prices of the major indices, the interest rate market, in other words, the bond market, looking at the 10-year treasury, the price of USD or the dollar index, gold, silver, crude, natural gas prices, and Bitcoin. And basically, I'm looking for any price action that looks really significant or, in other words, really big changes. Next step is looking at the news and seeing what's causing price action. Once again, this is all pre-market open. I'm rarely making a decision to buy or sell in the pre-market. Really more just monitoring what's happening, looking for opportunities, and preparing for once the market opens. Usually reading 1 to 2 reports, analyses that come in to my inbox. But most of the market research that I'm reading is after market hours, but there's a few things that come in pre-market. And I'm on the, overall in the pre-market, I'm on the lookout for volatility because that could create an opportunity to get into a position that I've been wanting to get into, but haven't had the opportunity to, or sometimes I'm looking to add to a position at a better price level. And also wanting to make sure that things aren't breaking through support or price action doesn't look ugly on something that I'm holding. For instance, if let's say we had positions in silver in the portfolio, I'm watching in the pre-market to see what silver is doing. If there's a significant price jump or decline that breaks certain levels, that might make me get out of the position or reduce the position. Maybe it's a false break, meaning that the price goes under an important support level and then quickly comes back up. So I'm constantly assessing whether there's a healthy price action in the positions that we're in, or whether it's something that's yellow lights or red lights, meaning we need to get out of those positions. All right, that's before I get my first cup of coffee. Once the kids are off to school and I've got a moment of quiet and the markets open up, again, I'm mostly watching price action, looking at every position in our portfolio and then watching the charts. I also am getting real-time updates from our institutional research sources, looking at what should be bought or sold, and getting price level updates, essentially confirming or denying my thesis on what's happening in the market, and constantly testing that and assessing that and adjusting portfolios. The research really is what I use to decide when I'm buying and selling, and the analysis that I get comes from about a dozen different forms of research, including quantitative projections that use Bayesian mathematical models, volatility trends, historical backtests, technical analysis, which is more looking, rather than fundamental economic analysis, just looking purely at chart and price action. Also, in the morning, paying attention to what economic releases are coming out that day or throughout the week that might be moving the markets, non-farm payrolls, job reports, JOLTS, inflation reports like CPI or PPI or PPE. Also, obviously, paying attention to the Fed speeches, Federal Reserve speeches for the week, and the FOMC meetings, and when those are coming up. Often, looking at the Fed Watch tool, which basically provides you an implied probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do based on the options market, whether they're going to raise interest rates or lower interest rates. And sometimes I'm taking a call or two from clients throughout the day. They might be asking about financial planning, interested in what's happening in the market, and it's nice for them to be able to connect directly with somebody who's actually managing their investments in the market. All right, after lunch, there's usually less volatility in the afternoon until you get to the market close. Most of the volatility and movement in prices in general is taking place in the morning, unless there's a major news event, like let's say maybe the FOMC has their interest rate decision, and on a day like that, I'd be looking very closely at monitoring before the PDF comes out on their website and opening it immediately. It usually takes, you have almost a minute sometimes before the market is able to move and price in the interest rate decision. Usually this is just, there's nothing really that happens. It's the FOMC right now, the current Fed Chair is Powell. Jay Powell is just making decisions that are already kind of priced into the market. But every so often, maybe once a year, you need to, there's a surprise and you, I'll take advantage of that or get us out of positions or move us into positions in that really short time period before the market prices in the actual surprise decision. The rest of my day really is just monitoring reading reports and analysis, mostly longer term research. After market hours, it's once again when I'm really consuming most of my research sources, when I'm not actively looking at the market or meeting with clients, I'm spending 3 to 4 hours reading reports, reviewing trends, using four major types of research, market-based research, quantitative macroeconomic data. So this is your economic data, looking at whether inflation is rising or going down and whether economic growth or GDP is rising or falling. Historical backtest models, which look at how prices have performed in different types of market environments in the past. And then technical analysis, in price action based, that's really based on charts, both classical technical analysis and other forms of technical analysis, like Elliott wave theory. This research is quantitative macro data. It's looking at projections of the future state of the most important factors that drive the market, specifically inflation and growth. The research also is looking at trends in the market and trend following strategies to see whether the volatility of certain assets is indicating that it's bullish or bearish. These are fairly complicated mathematical models, but basically they're looking at whether something's trending up or trending down. All of this is kind of based in this framework called the QUADS, which is pioneered by Ray Dalio, basically looking at whether we're in a risk-on or a risk-off market. According to my wife, this is really boring part of the work here, but bear with me. So there's four different quads. You have either economic growth increasing and inflation decreasing, or economic growth increasing and inflation increasing. Those two market regimes are both risk on, and you're going to adjust slightly the different investments that you're in those different types of market environments, but you can be taking risk in those. And then the two that are risk off are economic growth slowing and inflation decreasing, or economic growth slowing and inflation increasing. Both of those were in those environments were using investments, typically not in stocks, and sometimes using bonds, longer term bonds, short term bonds, maybe gold, maybe the US dollar. Those are the environments where I'm really focused on avoiding drawdowns in accounts and not just being passively invested in stocks. I also use a Bitcoin specific risk model that's updated daily, shows the volatility of Bitcoin and its correlation with other asset classes. An interesting side note, prior to the last decade, this kind of research was really only available to hedge funds and large institutions because it costs tens of thousands of dollars per month. But over the last decade or so, it's become much more accessible. And what I've found over the years is that, the best investment decisions are made when I have data from completely different sources. So let's say technical analysis, for example, that's just purely based on price action and charts, as well as fundamental economic analysis. When those are both showing the same thing or pointing in the same direction, and saying that these asset classes are going to perform well over the next 3 to 6 months, that's when you have a really high probability of success. And that's what I focus on every day. And it's a really enjoyable way to spend my day. And it's what I love to do.